all right. Thank you, Kenny Loggins. And hi again, everybody. Welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation, the globe. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is yet another beautiful day, as well as 97.1 FM KSBT here in sunny as all get out Sandpoint. And speaking of the weather, geez, today it's about 67 right now. I'm going to get to about 75 this afternoon. Very welcome after the last few days of colder than usual. Tomorrow, low 80s, about the same for Saturday and Sunday with very little chance of a thunder boomer. So looking like a great weekend ahead. And I believe we have a great show for you ahead here on North Idaho Thursday. First up, we'll be chatting with Rick and Eleanor and Sandy from Music Bridges Borders. They have an event coming up this Saturday at Matchwood Brewing, and they'll be telling us all about that. Looking forward to that. And in our second segment, we'll welcome back in Kyle Averill from Space Point. They are having their second in a series of solstice sci-fi events at the Panada Theater on Saturday evening. Also joining us on the phone will be Dr. Matthew Hedman, Associate Professor of Astronomy and Planetary Science at the University of Idaho. We'll be discussing what you can expect at their summer solstice event this weekend. Pretty spacey stuff. Love that. He was on the show a few months ago, and it was great. It was great. Looking forward to talking to Kyle and Dr. Hedman. And in our final segment, we'll be discussing a community cancer services fundraising event that's coming up this weekend. No, it's coming up in July. Excuse me. July 8th at the Beyond Hope Resort. Lots of great food, drink, raffle, and music. You will want to hear about this. And Kate Knees will be with us from Lighthouse Foods and Community Cancer Services. And we'll learn all about that fundraiser. What else is going on this weekend? Lots of stuff. Of course, right on this show a few weeks ago, we learned about the new Sunday market at Farm and Park. And so that is happening Sundays from 10 until 5, very different from Farmers Market. So just check it out this weekend. Of course, Farmers Market is in Farm and Park on Saturdays, 9 to 1, and is in full swing. The Incredibly Wild online auction benefiting Scotchman Peaks, the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness, ends this evening at midnight. So you want to get on their website and take a look at their online auction items. Race the Wolf is happening at Schweitzer this weekend. You know, Schweitzer opened for their summer events last weekend, and it was downright cold. I think it snowed a little bit on Sunday, the community day. But the Race the Wolf is this weekend, and I think their runners and rock climbers, it's a crazy race, absolutely crazy. Half marathon and an 8K and the 52K. Are you kidding me? And it's not just running. It's up and down the mountain. It's nuts, but it's happening Saturday and Sunday, and I think those participants will appreciate the cooler weather up there. Also going on, let's see, we have the summer kickoff. Downtown Sandpoint Shopping District presents their summer kickoff for summer solstice open house at various businesses in and around town from 10 to 6. There's snacks and sips. And then there's a big party at Trinity at City Beach starting at 6 p.m. So you want to check that out and get downtown this weekend here in Sandpoint. Here on the show, we've got the Bridges, Music Bridges Borders. We also have Kyle from Space Point, as well as Kate Knees from Community Cancer Services. And we'll get to all of that right after this.
Trinity at City Beach in 113 Main are in full summer swing and looking for hardworking, motivated, community-minded individuals to join our teams. Both will be hiring dining room, lounge, and kitchen staff for a fast-paced, high-volume environment on the shores of Lake Ponderay or in the heart of downtown Sandpoint. If you're interested in joining our team, drop off your application and resume or call us at 208-255-7558.
Healthy plants for happy gardeners are grown with love and care at the Flower Farm. The Flower Farm is winding down after a great season, but still there are many fabulous plants available. Check out the clearance sale. Take 30% off everything this Thursday, 40% on Friday, and Saturday, take 50% off. The Flower Farm on Selly Road, just north of Sandpoint. Open 9 to 5. Check them out at sandpointflowerfarm.com.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Take control of your credit card debt with a P1 FCU personal loan. We're offering no payments for 90 days and a fixed rate of 9.99% APR for a limited time. Consolidating debt can help you save money and simplify your life with the ease of a single payment. Visit p1fcu.org/take control and apply today. APR is annual percentage rate. All loans are subject to P1 FCU membership, credit approval, and other underwriting criteria. Loan program rates, terms, and conditions are subject to change without notice. Insured by NCUA.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Shop the best deals of the summer now at Lowe's. Save up to an additional $1,000 on select major kitchen appliances. And for a limited time, save up to $3,165 on select four-piece LG kitchen suites. Plus, save on hanging baskets of annuals. Right now, get two for just $15. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid for 6/28. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Hanging basket offer in-store only and excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined once again this year with Rick and Eleanor and Sandy from Music Bridges Borders. How is everybody?
We're doing fine. Good. Thanks, Bob.
I say welcome back because you guys were all on the show a year ago, and Rick's been on the show since that time. Yeah. What's going on this Saturday at Matchwood Brewing, Rick?
Thanks, Bob. We really should say thank you for having us here, too. I just wanted to be sure we did that. And get all those other electronic things taken care of ours here. But Matchwood, we have an event there at 12:45. We've been doing this as our fifth year now, and it's a fun event. The weather is – last year we, like, cooked, and then the year before we had some rain. But this year it's really stacking up, knock on wood, that it's going to be – a beautiful day. I'm counting on it. So I'm not even going to knock on wood just because the forecast looks that good. But yeah, and the event itself, aside from the weather and the ambience of the that neat granary stage at Matchwood and Evans Brothers, we have some wonderful local artists that are going to come and play. And it'll be just be a nice place to come out, sit on the picnic tables or on the benches, and listen to I'll go through the list. The Old Time Fiddlers. It's a new group. And I got to see them.
The Old Time Fiddlers is a new group?
It's like the – yeah, it's kind of an oxymoron there. But, yeah, they call themselves the Old Time Fiddlers, and there's like a District 1A or something like that. And I don't know if that's an actual district or if they just call themselves District 1A. But I went and saw their practice, and they were great. Mm-hmm. And I'd wanted to get them down there anyway just for the fun factor. But there's beyond the fun factor. They're going to be really nice to listen to. And then Sandpoint Violin, Noelle Besto, she's going to bring her little violin school, and she has some children that will be fun also to listen to. And there will definitely be a cute factor there. And then we'll roll into, after that, Sydney Clark. She sings, plays guitar really well. And then Sarah Kugel will come in around 3:15, and wonderful voice. And so she'll be singing. And then we have a gentleman who's, I haven't heard. I was recommended by Noel. So I'm sure he's going to be great, named Chris Parody. And then Max Reed will come and play violin at 5. And then we have Brendan McCoy. He's also our sound guy. He's got a wonderful sound system. And so everyone, you know, the sound system really helps to get that music out there. But he's going to probably close the show. We were hoping to get Alex Cope. We had a small group that was going to play, and then things happened, and they weren't able to make it. So Alex is hopefully going to come down and give us her beautiful voice with a friend of hers on the guitar. And then we'll finish up with Brendan, or Brendan may take the whole end of the show, which is just great too. He's wonderful. Yeah, he's a great singer, great guitar player. Great, for me, taste in music. So yeah, I enjoy him, and other people enjoy him a lot. So we'll have a nice show. It's going to be worthwhile to come down on Saturday.
What time does it all start?
It's all going to start at 12:45.
12:45.
Yeah, with the old-time fiddlers, and we have to wrap up pretty much around 8 p.m., as I recall, for Matchwood for when they close. We'll go as late as we can until they say they want us to stop so they can close their restaurant.
So, yeah, just all day music going on and on. And, Sandy, why are you guys doing this? What is it, a fundraiser of sorts, or are you just to celebrate music, or how does this work?
This is actually, you know, kind of a community offering from Music Bridges Borders to celebrate our local musicians. And so it's really just a community outreach event.
So there's no admission to get in.
Right. Yep.
That's
nope.
Great.
It's just an offering, and we are able to provide this thanks to our many sponsors and grants. So, you know, special appreciation to Matchwood Brewing, of course, Evans Brothers Coffee. The Believe in Me Foundation was one of our grants. Bonner County Human Rights Task Force was one of our grants. Zipley Fiber, Stacy McDermott and Family, Eichhart's Pub and Coffee House, and Umpqua Bank. Thanks to them, we can have this sweet little community offering.
Of course, Umpqua Bank, brand new to Sandpoint, and you know, having acquired the Columbia Bank. So, yeah, it's great that they're reaching out and being part of the community as well. We always wonder when something like that happens, you know, are they still going to do all this stuff?
Yeah, and jumping in.
So far, yes. And Eleanor, tell us, if for anybody who doesn't know what Music Bridges Borders is and what it's all about, tell us about it.
Well, I actually would like to give Rick a little part of this conversation. But Music Bridges Borders is a... a nonprofit organization that was created about almost
seven years ago. About 11. Well, yeah. We've been, as a nonprofit ourselves, it's been about 7.
Yeah.
Eleanor's been doing this for going on 11 years.
Gotcha.
Bringing students from Mexico from the orchestras down there to play. And it's evolved over time to where it's just Music Bridges Borders. We're all volunteers. There's no, in quotes, salaries at all. And you know, speaking of our wonderful sponsors, we couldn't do it without our wonderful volunteers. So it goes, and we couldn't do it without the community either. There's so much community support. We have the students that are coming up here are going to teach at the Jesus Christ Church of Latter-day Saints, and otherwise also known as the Mormon Church, and which has a beautiful facility. And we just started there last year doing the free camp, and we were just going to take 30. Well, 30 was like, okay, we can take 30 students. And we actually signed up 32 because some had siblings. This year, we have a little help coming from students from Spokane Youth Symphony and some local people. So we're hoping we can put it up to 40 people. 40 children, and at this point the word is out, so if you would like to get your child into a free music camp if they're 7 to 12 years old, the best number to call would be 208-304-9506, and we can help you with that.
What are the dates of the camp?
Yeah, I would like to mention the instruments that we're going to give in this exploration camp that is going to be
at the Mormon Church.
It's going to be, the dates are going to be 17, 18, and 19, and 20 of July. And we are receiving children from 7 years old to they may be 13, 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And but I would like to mention the instruments. That we're going to have a tuba, a trumpet, trombone, flute, percussion, and piano, a guitar.
Rick's
and,
giving the international signs for piano.
Exactly. And maybe we have boys. Somebody who is local here is offering to us to give instructions and, you know, give a nice class for boys.
So if you're in listener land, if you're interested in signing up from 7 to 12-year-old, is that what we said?
Yeah. If they really want to get there, if they're 13 or 14, that's fine too.
That was fine.
The number to call for more information and talk to Rick about it, 208-304-9506, or just come out this Saturday, and it's going to be a beautiful day, according to the weather report, at Matchwood Brewing. Of course, Matchwood will be open with their great food and variety of beers, and Evans Brothers is right there, of course.
I'm glad you brought that up. That would be a perfect place to come to get a form to fill out, because if you call the phone number, then we got to figure out how we're going to get you a form. come on down to Matchwood, and we'll have some forms there, so we can take enrollments for the free camp. Exploration camp. And a cool thing about that camp is children come through that have never played an instrument before, and they fall in love with an instrument. And on the last day of the camp, they choose which instrument. They're given the option. Is there a favorite instrument you have that you want to play? And they choose trumpet, piano, violin, instrument from the school, and pursue it with the really nice teachers that the school district has. So it's a nonprofit all the way through, or they can choose the instruments. Parents have money for some lessons. We have teachers there, schools there, that will be happy to, of course, sign them up. And we've sent our children that have been in the camp into lessons at the various schools in town. So it's really such a nice community thing, and it's neat when you see a child starting to play an instrument. Sure. It's really heartwarming.
Absolutely. And to find out more and enjoy great music this Saturday, Matchwood Brewing, the stage right there off of their porch, starts about 12:45, goes to right up to about 8 o'clock, and a variety of music, as Rick has shared with us. And it's a great thing that you guys do, and it, like I said, it should be a nice day, a perfect day to walk or ride your bike to Farmer's Market and then head on over to the Granary District.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the show again, and we will see you on Saturday.
Yeah, see you on Saturday. All right. Thank you so much.
We are going to take our second break. When we come back, switch gears a little bit. Kyle Averill is with us and from Space Point, and we are going to be talking about their event that's happening this weekend at the Panada, so stick around.
You own a business. Maybe it's just getting off the ground. Maybe it's already flying high. Maybe you need a business loan to really make it soar. Then talk to us, the business banking experts at Mountain West Bank. We have the breadth of experience, depth of knowledge, and access to resources to help make your business successful, no matter how big or small it is. Mountain West Bank, member FDIC. Today, tomorrow, together. For your business.
Coming to the festival at Sandpoint Thursday, July 27th, the world's greatest live Pink Floyd experience, Brit Floyd. Celebrating the 50th anniversary of the release of Dark Side of the Moon, Brit Floyd will be featuring classic Pink Floyd tracks along with new animation, lasers, and a dazzling light show. Get tickets now at festivalatsandpoint.com. Don't miss Brit Floyd, Thursday, July 27th. Go to festivalatsandpoint.com.
Is your cabin overflowing with more stuff than you need? Are your pole barns bursting? Are you too hot and cranky to put on a yard sale? Mountain Traders is here to help sell your goods and cool you off with a great dish of ice cream. Mountain Traders can sell everything from your trucks, RVs, furniture, books, tools, appliances, even your furry and feathered friends. Located on Highway 95 in Elmira, just 10 miles north of Sandpoint. Visit mountaintraders.net.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
At Lowe's, we're always bringing pros more ways to save. Right now, save $100 when you buy the Flex 24-volt brushless impact driver kit for just $99. That's 50% off the original price. Plus, you'll also find Southwire Romex SimPull 250-foot wire for just $109. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid through 7/20 while supplies last.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, we are back, our second segment here on North Idaho Thursday, and it was a couple of months ago, Kyle Averill came on this show and introduced us to Space Point, and Kyle, why don't you pick it up right there and tell us how things are going, what Space Point is all about.
Well, thank you very much for having us, Bob. Space Point is a nonprofit here in Sandpoint. As many of your listeners may already know, we're focused on the space industry exclusively, all the science and technology supporting the space industry, and we're working with the local school district and the community and certainly subject matter experts like Dr. Hedman, who you'll hear from today, from the University of Idaho, Boise State University, and what have you. And what we're doing is we're seeking out those subject matter experts that can bring their expertise and knowledge to Sandpoint and help raise the awareness of the space industry for the community.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff, and it's right here in Sandpoint, which is...
Yeah.
I mean, you'd expect Seattle, you know, Space Needle, but yeah, right here in Sandpoint. You mentioned Dr. Matthew Hedman, from an Associate Professor of Astronomy and Planetary Science at the University of Idaho, and I believe he's on the phone with us right now. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. And Kyle, I'll let you just sort of take it over, and you and Matthew talk about what's happening at the Panada this Saturday.
Okay, yeah, we can start there. This is our second event at the Panada, and these events, obviously our program is pretty broad when you think of the space industry, but what we wanted to do is we wanted to provide some science, but we wanted to inject a bit of fun as well. Not that science isn't fun, but we wanted to kind of pair it up with science fiction. So what we did in the first event and what we're doing this Saturday is Dr. Hedman will come in. He'll talk about Europa Clipper, NASA's mission to the Jupiter's moon Europa. And then after that, we'll show or screen Guardians of the Galaxy. So we pair the science with a little bit of science fiction. And hopefully that's a lever that allows us to raise the awareness of all of the fantastic things that are going on in the space industry today.
So, Dr. Hedman, why don't you tell us about the Europa Clipper team and the whole project?
Okay. Yeah, as you just heard, Europa Clipper is a spacecraft that's actually being built at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory right this moment. It involves scientists and engineers all over the country, and it's going to go visit one of Jupiter's moons named Europa. And its main thing it's trying to do is determine whether that particular moon has places that could potentially support life as we know it. So sounds like science, sounds a bit like science fiction, but they're actually trying to do this.
And yeah, it doesn't sound like science fiction anymore. I mean, 10 years ago, you'd think, oh, you guys are nuts. But no, it's very real. So why Europa? I mean, how did you determine that this is a place that might support life?
So it's based on the work of lots of scientists and lots of people studying a broad array of data. But there's evidence that under Europa's surface is a layer of liquid water, a huge, basically, ocean that is hidden under its surface that affects various measurements that were made by previous spacecraft. And there's all of this, there's hints that that ocean contains salt, which, you know, like our oceans do, and there's evidence that there's something in there besides just salt water, that there's maybe the basic building blocks of life. Mm-hmm. And these are the things that this mission is trying to figure out.
So is that, in all the research that's going on with the space and so forth, is that unique that Europa has this going for it?
So there's actually a number of moons that might have subsurface oceans. Some of them are buried very deep under the surface, and so will be very difficult to get to. Europa is kind of special in that we're pretty sure that its ocean is deep, is under quite a bit of ice, but still has a bigger effect on its surface than most other moons like this. So that ocean world might be more accessible and also has some chemical properties that are quite interesting. So it's not unique. There are other moons that could have this environment, but mm-hmm. this is one of the ones that's best suited for getting evaluated at this point with our current technology.
So how does it get evaluated once the spacecraft arrives there?
So there's a whole bunch of different scientific instruments on this spacecraft. They'll include things that will take pictures of the surface and look at it at different wavelengths of light, which will tell us what's the composition of this material on the surface. Some of that material seems to come from beneath the surface. So that tells us part of what the properties of this ocean are like. There's instruments that can penetrate through the surface and go through some of that ice and see how close layers of ice and layers of potentially water might be. And there's also instruments that can sense even deeper into the atmosphere, like measuring distortions in the magnetic field, which are directly produced by the ocean. So it actually contains a wide array of instruments that can basically come at this from a bunch of different directions.
Mm-hmm. So when does the Europa Clipper launch?
It is scheduled to launch in October of 2024, so almost just a little over a year from now.
And I think Kyle and I talked about this last time. How long does it take to get from here to there?
It takes a while. Yep. It will arrive in Jupiter in April of 2030. So between 5 and 6 years to get there.
2030.
Yep.
I think some of that time, as Dr. Hedman just mentioned, new technology based upon, this is what we're doing based upon our current technology, but technology is moving very quickly as well. So when you think about launch vehicles, for example, Europa is going to launch on Falcon Heavy. It was originally supposed to launch on Artemis. Artemis It was thought that, or the reason for Artemis, well, there are a lot of reasons, but one of the benefits of launching on Artemis is it gave it a direct shot to Jupiter, if you will. Whereas on Falcon Heavy, because it's not as powerful a rocket, Europa Clipper is going to have to slingshot or use the gravity of Mars and Earth to get to its destination. So it takes longer. But the good news is the Artemis program is moving forward, and also SpaceX's Starship as well. So we're going to start seeing larger and more capable launch vehicles that will, I think, you know, have the effect, and Dr. Hedman can correct me on this, but I think it will have the effect of cutting down these travel times significantly and allow scientists like Dr. Hedman to get their instruments to the target sooner.
And Dr. Hedman, do you need to correct Kyle on this?
I don't think I need to correct him. There's definitely, as things develop, it will be easier. The hope is that we'll be able to get to these objects more directly.
Gotcha.
And yeah, if we were able to launch, yeah. So I think that is a fair statement of what we hope the future will be. We'll see how long it takes to build make the rockets available for Artemis more generally available.
Wow, it's going to be an incredible evening. The doors open at 6 at the Panada this Saturday. And Kyle, before I forget, for students that attend this event this Saturday, what are they going to...
Well, as you know, with all of our equinox and solstice events, there's 4 a year, obviously, summer and fall equinox, spring and fall equinox, summer and winter solstice.
Mm-hmm.
And students that attend, as they attended the first event, they have a chance to, based on a knowledge exam we give them right after the presentation, they have a chance to qualify for free tickets to Kennedy Space Camp. What we're adding this
time... That's amazing in itself.
What we're adding this time is students that are also in one of our other programs, our aerospace and rocketry program, they will also qualify if they have to finish in the top three from a scoring perspective. But they will also qualify to go actually see the Europa Clipper launch at Kennedy Space Center in 2024.
That's incredible. So what a great opportunity for local students to not only learn more but have a chance to actually go to the launch. And again, Kyle, tell us about the event. It's at the Panada. Doors open at 6. Should last about 3 hours. And what is the itinerary?
Okay, so basically the doors actually open at 5.
Okay.
Dr. Hedman starts his presentation at 6, so that just gives people time to get in and mm-hmm. get seated and what have you. Dr. Hedman's presentation begins at 6 o'clock. It'll go for 30 to 40 minutes. Last time we thought we might get 10 minutes of questions. The questions from the students went for 45 minutes
mm-hmm.
and could easily have gone another half an hour. So we'll do that at the intermission. We'll do the cute question and answer at intermission or just before intermission. Then we'll have a short intermission. And then we'll come back and we'll show the sci-fi movie Guardians of the Galaxy. So that's more of the fun portion of the – it's all fun. Frankly, I think last time, to be honest with you, we showed Star Wars and people were far more interested in Dragonfly and Titan.
Yeah. Well, because they'd probably already seen it.
Yeah, that's true too.
If you haven't seen Guardian of the Galaxy, it stars Chris Pratt, so how could it go wrong?
Yep.
And he's a space adventurer, a brash space adventurer, finding himself in the quarry of restless bounty hunters. He steals an orb coveted by Ronan, a popular villain, and it just goes on from there. Kyle, how do you get tickets for your event this Saturday?
You can get them online via if you log into Panada, and that will take you to our website, the spacepoint.org website, or of course you can buy them at the door as well.
Very good. Again, that's this Saturday, and I'm glad you corrected me on the doors opening at 5. The event starts at 6, and it should be great. Dr. Matthew Hedman from U of I, thanks for joining us, and hope to get to meet you this Saturday.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Kyle, thanks again for all you do for bringing this Space Point to Sandpoint, and we'll talk to you when the next event rolls around.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right. We are going to take our final break. When we come back, we've got Kate Neese with us. We'll be talking about a Community Cancer Services fundraising event that you won't want to miss coming up in July, so stick around.
Spring is here, and it's time to see what's new at Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade, open weekdays, and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
At Findlay Jeep Superstore, it's Jeep season. Save big on the huge selection of new Jeeps at the Inland Northwest's only standalone Jeep Superstore. Save over $10,000 on a new Jeep Gladiator truck, stock number J23071. Now only $47,963. Tis the season to save. Now through July 5th, 10% off MSRP on select Jeep models and select Ram trucks. That's right, it's Ram season 2. Visit Findlay Dodge Ram for 10% off a 2023 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab or get 2.9% APR financing for 72 months with approval through Chrysler Capital. Plus, with any new Jeep or Ram purchase, you receive 2 season passes to the State Line Speedway, including sprints, hobby stocks, rec fest, big rigs, monster trucks, and more. Plus 2 tickets to the concert of your choice at the Grandstand Jam Tour. Visit either Findlay location in Post Falls at the I-90 Autoplex and get 2 free race tickets just for stopping by. No purchase required. View inventory online at FindlayPostFalls.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
The combination of fun and performance is why Kylie and I are excited to show you the Subaru Crosstrek.
The all-wheel drive Crosstrek offers an available 2.5-liter Subaru Boxer engine, giving you extra performance and power unlike anything on or off the road.
There's no shortage of space for passengers and a surprising amount of cargo room for your gear.
The Crosstrek has an 8-inch touchscreen with Apple CarPlay, connecting you with your favorite apps and navigation.
Check out the Subaru Crosstrek and receive no problem customer attention at Parker Subaru in beautiful Coeur d'Alene.
North Idaho's radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here on North Idaho Thursday, our final segment for this week. Kate Neese is with us from Lighthouse Foods and the Executive Director of Community Cancer Services, Kaylee Stevens, is with us as well. And Kaylee, why don't we start off with you? If anybody doesn't know what CCS does, tell us about it.
Yeah, hi. So CCS was founded in 2002 by Heather Gibson and Cynthia Dalsing. Heather was a local here of Sandpoint. She was diagnosed with breast cancer and just through her treatment realized that we just had a lack of resources here. And she really just wanted to help people with anything that you can think of while they're going through treatment. She started with bringing people food that were in the hospital with cancer and slowly started helping out with gas as well.
Yeah.
And today we do financial services, emotional services, and a little bit of physical support with yoga and just helping people get their bodies moving.
So it's much more than just paying or helping pay your medical bills. It's all those little things that beforehand people didn't think about, like how do they afford gas to come and go?
Yeah, we help with medical bills for sure, help with gas and grocery, but we really try to help with anything. We have a couple support groups and Yeah.
So, Kate, how are you involved with CCS?
Yeah, so I've been on the board for the last 6 months, and I was really drawn to CCS by my own personal, like, family experiences with cancer and this amazing organization and the mission to really help our community for anyone who's affected by cancer. And so, and the board has been amazing, and so it's just been a really great experience to try to help out our local community.
Yeah, so that's very well said. But to do all of these things, as Heather Gibson imagined, how do you make – I mean, where does the money come from? Gas isn't free.
Yeah, so
– I just filled up this morning.
It's definitely not. I apply to a few different grants every year, so that definitely helps a lot. But fundraising is one of our big – money makers for us to help our clients out.
Oh, I see. So do you have a fundraiser coming up in July that we should tell people about?
We do. So we've got our Rock Out Cancer Concert that is going to be on July 8th from 2 to 7 p.m. at Beyond Hope. So this actually, this concert, the first year we did that was in 2011. So we're really excited to bring it back. It's going to be in a beautiful location. Food's going to be provided by Pearls, which if you haven't had it, is amazing.
It is amazing, and it's one of my very favorite spots on Lake Ponderay. It's incredible, especially on a date like July 8th.
Right? Not get much better than that. And then the music, I mean, it's going to be outstanding. We've got Jacob Robbins, who's a strong supporter of CCS, and then we have the Maya Kohal Band, who, what better band to come play at a Rock Out Cancer concert?
Yeah.
They actually played at the first Rock Out Cancer concert in 2011, so the fact that they're coming back is amazing. And again, they've been really strong supporters of CCS, so we're very excited to have them.
And they have a really strong following, so
they do.
Great choice in the music. And there are people that I'll never forget when Maya Kohal Band opened for Huey Lewis at the festival, and it was just like a Sandpoint huge frat party. It was just so much fun to, you know, have him on that stage. So Jacob Robbins opening up Maya Kohal. There's going to be a raffle. What kind of things are going to be raffled?
Yeah, we're very excited for the raffle. We're going to have a bike with a basket of goodies. We've also got a massage package by Lillian Lanson, and there's 5 massages in that package. We've got an industry coffee goodie basket. We've got a local bite shop basket. We've got a Lighthouse cheese store basket. So we've got a lot of really good things to come out and see.
So you know somebody at Lighthouse?
I do know someone at Lighthouse.
A few someones.
Do you guys need sponsors, or do you accept sponsors, or how does that work?
Yeah. We have 2 different sponsor packages for this event. So we have our silver sponsor package. That's $500. It's same day marketing. And then our gold sponsor, $1,000 for this whole month of marketing, and then a full year of marketing on our website. Yeah.
Great. And then for the general public to come to your Rock Out Cancer concert on July 8th out in Hope, do you sell tickets, or how does this work?
Yeah, so it's pretty easy. You can go to our website at communitycancerservices.com, and you can buy your tickets directly from there. We've got 2 options. We've got our VIP tickets, which are $75 a person, and that gives you access right at 2 o'clock and includes the food and drink options that we'll have available. But then we also have a general admissions ticket, which is $25, and that allows you to come in and see the show from 5 to 7 when the Maya Kohal Band is playing, and that's for music only.
So $75, and what do you get for the VIP?
So you're also, we're going to have food and drinks available. So you get to be there for the whole time, see the opener, see the full band, but then also you're going to have food and drinks provided for you as well.
Wow. That sounds great. And general admission, just $25. And that is to the Maya Kohal portion of the show from 5 until 7.
Yep. So 2 great options depending on your flexibility or when you can be there. So hopefully that will really open up the doors to anyone who wants to come.
So at Pearls on the Lake, their full menu and their bars?
They're going to have a specific menu for us of select items that they're going to have that they'll be providing for all of the people who attend. But it's going to be delicious. So, you know, you can always count on Pearls for good food.
Yeah. If you don't know, it's been operated by the Pack River store over the last couple of summers. And as we said, just a great spot on the lake, and you can't beat the food and beverage from them. And Kaylee, what other things do you guys have going on during the year as far as fundraising for CCS?
Yeah, so we have a lot of fundraisers that happen that the community puts on for us. We had our Teed Off with Cancer that the Elks Women Golf Course puts on. That was yesterday. Tomorrow we have an event with Mountain West
Bank. I want
to
thank Mary Stevens, who's instrumental.
Yes, Mary. And she's been doing it for years. She's amazing. She's actually my cousin. Fun fact.
I think just half the people in this area are related to her in one way or another.
Definitely. It's that last name, the Stevens name. and then we'll also be at a couple other events this year, like the fairgrounds for their fair, and then we'll be at the rodeo as well.
I'm glad you mentioned the fairgrounds. I just found out, maybe it just started today, that the rodeo tickets for the PRCA are on sale right now online at BonnerCountyFair.com.
Yeah.
So I think that's early. And it always sells out, so you want to get those tickets at BonnerCountyFair.com. And they're not at the usual outlets yet. They will be, so you can only get them online. Just found that out this morning. So, Rock Out for Cancer concert is coming up Saturday, July the 8th, $25 general admission, live music with Jacob Robbins and the Maya Kohal Band. There's going to be a raffle, as we talked about, food and drink provided by Pearls on the Lake. And how do you get tickets for that if you wanted to purchase them, say, today?
Go directly to our website. Go to www.communitycancerservices.com.
It's communitycancerservices.com, or if you just Google that, it'll send you over there. And it's great to have you guys on the show. I'm really looking forward to this event. And again, to the $75 VIP ticket, it starts at 2 o'clock, and you get the opening show and the food and beverage options, and then open to the general public from 5 until 7 for the Maya Kohal Band. And what's great that you guys do this, and if anybody's interested in joining the board or helping out, you need volunteers for an event like this.
Always.
What's the best way to find out what that entails?
Yeah. www.communitycancerservices.com.
Is there a number they can call just to talk to you about?
Yeah, we have a little contact page on there, so people can click on that and put in there whatever they're inquiring about, and then I'll follow up with them.
They can also follow us on Facebook, so we regularly post on there, and in the comments, if they want to reach out to us that way, we can also contact people there as well. Yeah.
That's very good. So again, looking forward to that at communitycancerservices.com for more information, but even more importantly right now, just mark your calendars for Saturday, July the 8th, and maybe we'll have you guys back on the show between now and then.
We would love that.
If you'd like to do that.
Absolutely.
Great. We would love to have you. Anyway, that's going to be it for today. It's nice to meet you too, and I look forward to having you back on the show again between now and July the 8th.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That's it for North Idaho Thursday for this week. Until next week, I'm Bob Witte. And we'll see you later.